From day one, I've said my top priority is public safety. You've heard me talk about that a lot, and I'm proud that citywide crime is down 30%, auto burglaries are down 44%, and homicides are at lows we have not seen since the 1950s. But that's not the end of the story, because public safety also means traffic safety. No matter how you get around our great city, walking, biking, driving, riding transit, you should be able to do so without fearing for your life. Street safety means a child can walk to school, a senior can cross the street with confidence, and drivers can get home at the end of the day. Unfortunately and tragically, every year dozens of people are killed, including children, and hundreds more suffer serious life-changing injuries on our streets. Too often, traffic injuries are the result of predictable patterns and preventable conditions. In the last decade, we have made meaningful progress on corridors where we've made targeted safety upgrades. Total collisions have dropped. Pedestrian injuries have fallen by more than a third, and near misses are down. But it is clear that our work is far from finished. Now is the moment to take what works, improve what doesn't, and elevate our efforts across city departments. Today, I'm signing our Street Safety Executive Directive, launching the Street Safety Initiative. This initiative adopts the SAFE system approach, a nationally recognized safety model embraced by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the state of California, and cities across the country and around the world. The idea is simple and powerful. People make mistakes, but mistakes should not cost lives. What makes this initiative different is the unprecedented level of citywide coordination and accountability. Traffic safety cannot rest on one agency. It requires a coordinated effort from every department, many represented here today. Together, you all shape our streets, our transportation network, and the conditions people face while using them. Our first 100-day actions will launch quickly, establishing a multi-departmental working group co-chaired by the SFMTA, the Department of Public Health, and the Police Department. The executive directive also directs the city to publish data, accelerate proven strategies, expand enforcement tools to encourage safe driving, not just of cars, but also safe operations of e-bikes and scooters. We will also continue to listen to community voices. We will work with neighborhoods, small businesses, disability advocates, seniors, parents, and of course, our youth. This program makes one thing crystal clear. In San Francisco, safety is non-negotiable. This initiative will make streets safer for everyone. Nearly half the people injured in traffic collisions in San Francisco are drivers or passengers. Safer streets are streets that are also safer for driving. This executive directive includes a plan for coordinated actions and aligns with our other citywide initiatives. More housing near jobs so fewer car trips are needed. Reliable transit so more people choose Muni. Reducing street crime, which often fuels reckless driving and injury. Support for people with serious behavioral health needs so they aren't exposed to dangerous street conditions. And building a strong economy which depends on safe, reliable transportation systems. Now, I want to close by saying I want to thank our first responders and our health workers who work to save people's lives every day. I want to thank Supervisor Myrna Melgar. Supervisor, thank you for your leadership in drafting the Street Safety Act resolution. I want to thank our SFMTA Director, Julie Kirschbaum. I want to thank our DPH Director, Dan Tsai, and incoming... Where's Dan? Hi, Dan. And incoming Police Chief, Derek Liu, for co-leading this next phase of work, and the other department leadership here today that will support it. I also want to thank City Attorney David Hsu, who drafted the first speed safety camera legislation years ago that led to the cameras that we have installed today. Where are you, David? And I want to thank all of you who are here today, many who have advocated for change, and I know you will continue to do so, and I look forward to partnering with you in the months and years ahead. We all share the same streets, and together we can build a San Francisco where every person, no matter their age, income, or how they travel, can move through our city safely. Thank you, and Supervisor Melgar, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mayor. We were here not so long ago celebrating the unanimous vote at the Board of Supervisors of our Street Safety Act, which I authored. That was the work that we did with all of the activists and the folks who care about this in an update to the original Vision Zero legislation that was authored and carried by my predecessor, District 7 Supervisor Norman Yee, former president of the board, who made this a thing. So I am so grateful for your work, Norman, and thank you for being here so that we can carry on this work. I want to say that when we wrote this act after working with all of the different departments, we thought this is great. This is a blueprint for what we need to do. So the mayor has now taken it to the next level by making it an executive directive. And what that means is that we're committing to taking this map that we all created together with the community, with the advocates, in making it a directive so that departments will follow the map and work together with each other to make sure that public safety is a priority. As our mayor often says, public safety on our streets means that when kids are crossing the street, we are taking care of them. When seniors are getting on the bus, we are taking care of them. When folks are on those scooters, you know, on the sidewalk when they shouldn't be, we're also taking care of the pedestrians. All of those things that make up what happens on our streets so that people feel like they can go to the stores, they can get on Muni, like seniors can go grocery shopping and do their laundry, that we all feel safe together and that we're working together to put the infrastructure down that makes sense so that those people, those soft bodies are protected when they move around our city. I am so grateful for the partnership with MTA, the support of the MTA board, for DPW, for the fire department in making sure that the infrastructure that we are building together makes sense and also keeps us all safe. So for all of this, I am so grateful, and I'm grateful to my colleagues for taking this issue as seriously as it deserves, and to all the advocates for the tireless work that you've done to highlight the issue, but also honor those folks who have been hurt on our streets and make sure that we remember them and that we keep their families' pains always at the forefront, because it's all about keeping our people safe. So thank you so much. And with that, I'm going to bring up SFPD Commander Luke Martin, who will tell us about their efforts in this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Melgar. Good morning, everyone. Like she said, I'm Commander Luke Martin of our Special Operations Bureau. We oversee our traffic division. I'd like to thank you all for being here for such an important issue. So there's one thing that impacts all of us in San Francisco, and that is street safety. It's fundamentally about protecting lives. Every person walking, biking, taking transit, driving, we all deserve to get to where we're going safely. As a department, we see firsthand the consequences of dangerous behaviors on our streets, whether it's speeding, failing to yield, or distracted driving. These are choices that can turn everyday mundane trips into life-altering tragedies. And too often, the most severe impacts fall on our most vulnerable residents, whether it be our seniors, our children, those with disabilities, or just somebody that's out walking or bicycling. The Street Safety Initiative is about smart, strategic, data-driven approaches to making our streets safer for everyone. We are focusing enforcement on where it matters most, on those violations that historically shown to cause serious injuries or fatal collisions, and on those city corridors that historically have seen severe collisions. This is not about issuing citations for the sake of issuing citations. This is about changing behavior that might not feel dangerous in the moment, but that can cause real harm. Our officers are combining targeted enforcement with high visibility, education, all while collaborating with all of our city partners to ensure this goal is accomplished of safer streets. When people see officers on the street, when the streets can be more predictable, when dangerous behavior changes, lives are saved. Street safety is not just a transportation issue or a policing issue. It's a shared responsibility. We all have to do our part to make sure our streets are safer. The SFPD is proud to be a partner in this and will continue to do our part to make sure San Francisco streets are safer for everyone. Once again, thank you all for joining us. And I'd like to introduce Annie Chung.
Thank you, Commander. Mayor, supervisors, members of the SFPD, SFMTA, DPH, and all of you that are up here supporting Mayor's initiative. I'm Annie Chung from Self Help for the Elderly. On December 2nd, 2025, around 10:45 a.m., a fatal accident on Mason and Broadway took away the life of one of our most beloved staff members. The reckless driver backed into him, and sadly, he passed away at SF General Hospital the same day. Staying with our staff until the police and the ambulance arrived, and later, hearing the saddest news in the hospital about our staff not surviving the accident, and then notifying the family, was such a heart-wrenching experience that kept my staff team awake at night for the rest of the week. Having recurring memories of the accident that could have been prevented, and wishing that if only our staff stay just one more minute longer at Lady Shaw after the meeting, would he still be with us today? Mayor, supervisors, please make it your top priority to keep the roads safer for all of us, walkers, pedestrians, drivers, and cyclists. Everyone deserves to feel safe on the roads and streets in our city. The Vision Zero map also showed that the area around Mason, Broadway, and Pacific, where the accident happened, was considered a priority area for transit agencies to pay more attention to because of the high percentage of minority residents that live there. Over 85% are from the minority communities, mostly Chinese. 48% are low income. 24% are elderly, age 65 and older, and 77% have no cars, meaning that they must walk across the streets frequently. The city must do everything it can to improve street safety by installing more crosswalks and traffic lights in these equity neighborhoods. Over 10 years ago, one of our elderly residents at Lady Shaw on Mason and Broadway also died from being hit by the cable car right in front of our building. We requested the traffic light to be installed and clearer signs to reduce the speed for drivers on Mason Street. And we are making the same request now. These fatalities must be prevented for the hundreds of seniors and staff who work in these few blocks, covering self-help, Chinatown Public Health Center, 990 Pacific Senior Housing, and also the students, teachers, and parents who work at Jean Parker School just down the block from the accident. Let all of us today make a pledge to make safety on our streets the number one priority for 2026. Thank you, Mayor and Supervisors, for convening this important gathering to shine light on this most critical issue of road safety, especially for the most vulnerable. Thank you very much. So now I'm going to introduce Dr. Rose.
Thank you, Annie. And thank you to Mayor Lurie, Supervisor Myrna Melgard, obviously SFPD Commander. I'd like to just echo Annie's thanks to everybody, everyone involved in this initiative. So thank you for having and making time for us here today. Good morning. My name is Dr. Christian Rose, and I'm an emergency physician here in the city. I love San Francisco, like all of you. I'm so happy to be raising my young daughter here with everything that the city has to offer. I love the hills, I love the bay, but most of all, I love the people. That's why I've felt so lucky over the years to be an emergency physician here in the city. It's always been heart-wrenching to treat so many of the patients who've been injured in traffic crashes. In fact, almost half of the traumas seen at San Francisco General Hospital are due to traffic crashes. About every 15 hours, someone is taken to San Francisco General Hospital after being injured in a traffic crash, which is more than 500 people a year who are severely injured, making this a public health crisis, which was mentioned earlier. Though we might feel invincible, our bodies are incredibly fragile. Unfortunately, it's just physics. The force of impact increases exponentially with the speed and weight of a vehicle that you are hit by. If you were hit by a vehicle just going a few miles per hour over the speed limit at like 40 miles an hour here in the city, that'd be the equivalent of falling off of a five-story building. The injuries from these accidents and crashes are some of the hardest things I've ever seen as a doctor. I've also seen how safety affects all walks of life in the city and how anyone could be a victim. A friend who works at my favorite restaurant in the Inner Sunset, the nanny of my friend's kids, a beloved senior in the neighborhood, and me. In 2017, I was hit by a car at an intersection by a driver turning left, going right through my bike lane, sending me like a rag doll through the air onto the pavement and then back to San Francisco General where I did all of my training. I remember hearing like extremely familiar voices telling me, you know, I may never walk the same again. It would take years before I'd be able to like walk normally in the city. And as someone who had competed in the Escape from Alcatraz or other versions of the city's marathons, that felt like a really hard thing to hear at the time. But somehow, I'm one of the lucky ones. I didn't have any brain injuries thanks to my helmet. I didn't go into debt for my medical care, and I was able to return to my job in the hospital. But I am standing here with other Families for Safe Streets members who haven't been so lucky, and some who have lost their child or parent or partner forever. There is good news, though. First, there are solutions that dramatically reduce the chances and severity of traffic crashes. Here in San Francisco, during the first decade of Vision Zero, we got a lot of these things on our streets. Solutions like lower speed limits and speed cameras and redesigning many dangerous intersections and deadly streets. These are great, but we need a lot more. It's like having a treatment for a sick patient but not getting to the right dose yet. Solutions have to be applied everywhere and in layers. to ensure that if one safety intervention fails, there's another there behind it to back it up. That's the systematic approach needed to reduce the number of tragedies on our streets. Which leads us to the second piece of good news, and that good news is standing here with me today. Mayor Lurie has issued an executive order to bring solutions to our safe streets faster, more efficiently, and at the scale needed to keep us safe. It includes actions for 13 agencies to help tackle this problem. For the first time ever, we have a San Francisco mayor putting traffic safety directly into his office with the creation of a multi-agency working group. So many patients come to the emergency department and we throw our hands up and say, "This, you know, could this not have been prevented?" Traffic safety is a public health problem where prevention is possible. We just need a systematic approach that actually happens. As a dad, as a doctor, as a crash survivor, I'm grateful to Mayor Lurie for taking the action today to tackle traffic safety. This public health crisis is and has been urgent. Prioritizing the safety of our streets doesn't just save lives, it makes our city better, more vibrant, joyful, sustainable, human, and humane. So thank you for your leadership, Mayor Lurie. Thank you to the city leadership for standing up here today. Let's make San Francisco's beautiful streets accessible to all by prioritizing safety for everyone today and every day. Thank you all so much.
Happy to take a couple of questions. Yeah, we're still investigating that incident. And as a father, it's unthinkable what happened. I'd like to thank everybody up here who has been pushing hard on this issue. And the one thing that why this is so important is that it's going to take all of us. It's got to get out of the political realm. What I really appreciate is that, you know, SFMTA has been working really hard on this. But what's different here is we got DPH involved. We have police. We're going to have a lot of different entities involved from across the city, because the doctor just said it. It cannot just be one agency that protects our children, protects our seniors, protects those kids right there. We'll have more news in the coming days on that. We'll be investigating that, but I don't have any further updates on that. But my heart, obviously, is broken for that family. Sergio.
We're kind of changing subject a little tiny bit. This weekend, this horrible incident that happened in Sydney, people are obviously still piecing things together, but we are at a time where people are continuing to come together for these holidays. Can you speak a little bit about that and any concerns about safety in these ongoing get-togethers as we continue through the holidays?
It's a rough weekend across our country. What happened at Brown, what happened in Sydney, and other places. All I can say is that SFPD, sheriffs, DEM, we are going to make sure people can celebrate safely and with joy. We have Hanukkah, we have Christmas coming up, we have New Year's, and I want people to come out and celebrate together, because the only thing that you can do in response to horrific events like that is to bring light to the moment. That's what we did in Union Square last night. That's what I hope families do through the holidays as we head into Christmas. And I want as many people out there celebrating New Year's Eve as possible in San Francisco. SFPD, fire, sheriff, park rangers, they're going to be out in full force. I went out to Union Square this weekend, and it was packed all weekend long. The neighborhoods, North Beach, I was in the Mission. There is a hope, and there is an optimism, and there is a spirit that has not been seen in this city for quite some time. And these incidents outside our city could impact us, but I ask the people of San Francisco and all of us up here to not let that darkness wade in acknowledge it. We mourn the loss of the child yesterday. We mourn the loss of the two lives at Brown. We mourn the 15, 16 people that were killed in Sydney. But we have a responsibility to bring lightness into some of these dark times. And this city is standing up and doing it the San Francisco way. And it is a moment this weekend and is I was really proud of our city last night, and I want to know everybody to know that you can be proud of how, I mean, just look at this coming together of people to make sure that we protect our young people, protect our seniors. Annie, we have so much more work to do. We do have to fix these streets faster, and we're going to do just that, and we're going to do it together as San Franciscans. Okay, thank you, everybody.